Fertility Friday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Sims IVF. Find information and resources that can empower you on your reproductive journey. Fertility testing available with 6 clinics nationwide. See sims.ie.
Mandy Leslie is with us today. She is from Sims IVF and she is the embryology lab manager. And we want to talk about fertility preservation today. So that is the process of saving or protecting egg, sperm or reproductive tissue so a person can use them to have biological children in the future. And this can be used, I guess, because the timing isn't right or for medical reasons. And we're going to get into that today. Maybe you need to have treatment for cancer, for example. So you're very welcome, Mandy. Thanks for coming on.
Lovely to be here.
So what is involved if somebody decides to take this route and to preserve their fertility?
So I suppose if someone is considering preserving fertility, they would hopefully be deciding that as early as they can. They would come to the clinic, they would have a discussion with one of our doctors, and a treatment plan would be devised. So the treatment plans would differ whether it's a single lady coming through, it's a single gentleman coming through, whether it's a couple coming through that they want to preserve some fertility for later on down the track, that the time isn't right to start their family, but they want to have some insurance, I suppose, in the storage just in case. So a treatment plan would be devised for them. Then the ladies would undergo a series of hormone injections for a week or two. They would have blood tests, they would have scans, vaginal scans, to see that the follicles are growing in their ovaries. And then once the follicles are at a good size, they would be collected. So it's a light sedation. We would bring them into the clinic, they would be sedated, we would collect those eggs from the follicles, and then we would check for the eggs in the laboratory. So if they are having an egg freeze, we would do that the same day. So the eggs would be frozen the same day that they're collected. If they're having an embryo freeze cycle, we would need the partner to give us a sperm sample. So he would do that the same day as the eggs are collected. We would either mix the eggs and the sperm together, so just let them fertilize themselves in a dish, or if there isn't a lot of sperm or they're not moving very well, the sperm can then be injected into an egg. So we'll take one sperm and inject it into a single egg, and then we can leave them overnight to fertilize. So we would check them the following morning. We would be looking for signs of fertilization. So the number of eggs that are fertilized the next morning, we would phone the patient and let them know that this is the number that have been fertilized. This is the number that's going to continue growing in the laboratory for the next 5 or 6 days. We would keep in touch with the patient every couple of days just to let them know how everything's going, how the embryos are developing, what the sort of quality is like. And then once we get to day 5 and day 6 of embryo development, that would be when we would be looking to freeze the embryos for them.
So at that stage, at the 5 or 6 days in, you have a good idea whether it's healthy or not.
We have a good idea whether it looks pretty. So we don't know what the chromosomes look like.
Okay.
We just know that it's morphologically pretty. It looks like a good quality embryo. So if it is a good quality embryo, we can pop it in the freezer. And then when they need to thaw it out in the future, if they need to come back for treatment in the future, we can thaw them out and they have a very good survival rate. If they've been top quality or good quality going into the freezer, they have a very, very good survival rate coming out again. They warm up nicely, they re-expand, which is what they should be doing, and they really have a good chance of creating a pregnancy from there.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to do that genetic testing, can it be done at that stage, or when does that happen?
Genetic testing can be done, so it would need to be discussed with the doctor first. Genetic testing ideally would be done during that cycle. So they would get to day 5 or day 6 of embryo development. And at that point, if the embryo is a good quality, we can biopsy a little bit of the embryo. So we would biopsy the part of the embryo that would go on to create the placenta and all the supporting membranes for the pregnancy. So we would take 5 or 6 of the cells out of that embryo and we can test them at that point. So if someone has gone through the cycle, we've frozen embryos, we can thaw them out again and biopsy them at that point. But ideally, it would be done during the fresh cycle.
Okay. And is there a chance that that could damage the embryo by taking a sample like that?
By biopsying it, well, we're not going to improve it, but statistically, it will survive very, very well and then go on to produce a pregnancy around about the same chances as a normal embryo.
Okay, okay. Is there a typical age then that women, say for social reasons, would go in to preserve their fertility? Like, would there be an age that you'd recommend to get in by?
we would recommend them to, as soon as they're even thinking about it, to maybe come and have a chat to someone, because the majority of patients that are looking at the moment to preserve their fertility are in their later 30s and into their early 40s. Ideally, we would have preserved fertility or preserved eggs and embryos prior to that, because we would get a greater number of eggs and embryos to be able to work with. Now, ladies that are in their late 30s and early 40s, absolutely come on in and we can preserve fertility for them, but the chances are higher of taking home a baby the earlier that you come
in. So get in. If you're 21, get in and try and get the ball rolling on it. It's something that I only wish that I was in my early 20s now, with everything that's now available to women. You know, it's amazing the things. And you can have that kind of peace of mind that if you want to just work on your career or whatever, you have them basically waiting there for you. Can I ask you about the egg harvesting? So is this an uncomfortable procedure?
So the lady would be sedated. So generally, majority of the patients would be very, very comfortable during their egg collection. Now, some of them will feel a little bit of a pinch when the needle goes in, but generally people are very comfortable during their egg collection. And if they're not, we can give them some extra medicine to help them with that.
Okay. And when they go, can you kind of go home that day and go to work the next day, or do you need some time off?
Yeah, no, you can go home that day. Generally, most patients would probably take the following day off, just because they could be a little bit uncomfortable. It could feel like kind of a heavy period pain.
Okay.
But generally speaking, that would pass in the next day or two and they would be just fine.
Okay. And would they have a bleed?
A bleed after their eggs are collected. Mm. There might be a little bit of spotting, but that shouldn't continue on for very long.
Okay. So nothing to worry about if you do manage
nothing to,
if you do see
about.
That. Okay. Are you better off going for egg freezing or embryo freezing, or does it kind of matter?
It depends on their situation, I suppose. So the single ladies, if they're thinking about preserving fertility, they should come in and do that and preserve their eggs. Mm-hmm. If they're in a partnership and they have a nice solid relationship, absolutely come in and preserve embryos. Now, pregnancy rates from frozen embryos are much better than from frozen eggs. So say, for example, we were able to freeze 4 embryos and the lady is around 35, her chance of pregnancy from those 4 embryos is more than 50% each embryo. So every time we transfer an embryo, her chance of pregnancy is just over 50% per embryo. Now, if the lady comes in and we've preserved 4 eggs, the chance of them forming into a pregnancy, they have to go through a lot more stages before we get to the transfer. Eggs are frozen, they're warmed, they need then to be fertilized with a sperm, they need to grow. So the number of eggs will drop off along the way.
Right.
On the way to getting to a blastocyst freeze, which would be day 5 of embryo development. So the pregnancy rates from frozen embryos are better than frozen eggs.
Frozen embryos, though, at the thawing stage, there is a chance, is there, that they might not survive?
Embryos that are thawed, about 98% of them will survive the freezing and the thawing process.
That's very good. Yes. Okay, very good.
So very, very good freezing techniques now. The technology improved in the last sort of 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Frozen embryos are now very, very good in terms of survival rate.
Now, we talked a lot there about the social reasons why somebody might want to preserve their fertility. I'd like to talk to you about oncology patients. For men and for women, can a man's fertility be preserved as well?
Absolutely. So if the gentleman has been diagnosed with cancer, he can come into us and we can preserve a sperm sample from him. So he would come into the building, he would give us a sample. We would have a look at how many sperm are there, how well they're moving, what the sperm cells themselves look like. Ideally, we'd be able to freeze maybe 8 what we call straws. So the little parts of the sample frozen separately. So if he needed to come back and use it in future, we would just thaw out a little part of the sample and hopefully that would be enough to take them through a cycle of treatment. So absolutely, any gentleman who's diagnosed with cancer over the age of 18 can come into us, preserve their fertility if they need it for the future reasons.
Okay. And for women as well, I mean, it's an awful time if you get a diagnosis, to get a cancer diagnosis, particularly if you haven't had your family or you haven't completed your family. So important to get the information as quickly as you can, because obviously you don't want to put off getting your treatment either.
No, you don't want to delay the treatment if you can possibly help it. So any lady who's diagnosed with cancer over the age of 18 can come in and talk to us. So we can freeze the eggs for her, we can freeze embryos for her if she's in a stable partnership. can come in and have a talk with our clinicians in the clinic, and we can plan a cycle of treatment and get them back to their oncologist to start their treatment as
right.
quickly as we can.
Do you know if a woman can still carry a baby after having cancer treatment like that, or is a case of needing a surrogate to carry the baby
it
using
depends.
Your eggs?
Yeah, it depends on the type of cancer. It depends on her type of treatment.
Right.
A lot of ladies would still be able to carry a pregnancy after their cancer treatment, but obviously if they've had a hysterectomy or if several other reasons that they can't carry a pregnancy, their oncologist has recommended them not to carry a pregnancy, then they would need to look into a surrogate, yeah.
And it's so common now as well. We're getting so much information. But it's great that people talk about it now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, just even thinking like 3 years ago, we weren't talking about this. So it's great to do this series and to get talking. What happens then, Mandy, when the couple decide, right, now it's the time to get going on this. We've managed to buy our house, because I think, let's be honest, I think that's the reason why a lot of people wait as well.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get on the property.
The cost of living is increasing day by day, it seems.
Desperate. And also for their mortgage application, they don't want to have a creche fee coming out, because they'll never get approved.
Absolutely.
When the couple decide, right now, it's time to get going on this and get these out of the freezer, what then happens? Or how do they go about that?
Yeah, so if they've preserved them previously, and then they can come in and have a chat with one of the doctors in the clinic, we can plan for having an embryo thaw cycle. So they would be put on some medication, we would come in, they would have scans and blood tests to make sure that we're going to be transferring the embryo at the right time of their cycle. And then they can come in on the day of their embryo thaw. We would bring them in to have an embryo transferred. Generally, it's just a single embryo that would be transferred every time. And then a couple of weeks later, they'd be back for pregnancy tests, and hopefully the rest is history.
Is that a pretty quick procedure then, the transfer?
The embryo transfer is about a 10-minute procedure all
My
in all.
God.
There's no needles, there's no sedation.
Yeah.
It's similar to a pap smear test.
Right.
So they would be in theatre. The embryologist would pass the embryo through to the doctor. The catheter would go into her through her cervix, into her uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they'd be able to see it on the screen on an ultrasound. Then the embryologist would just double check the catheter to make sure the embryo is gone. And then she's good to go.
That's just incredible. Incredible.
It's now, brilliant.
Yeah. Are the freezers, I have this image of the freezers. Are the freezers there?
Yes, the freezers are here in Sims and in the clinic.
Is there any chance of somebody's eggs or embryos getting lost or damaged in storage?
There's no chance of them getting lost and damaged in storage. So what we do, we've got more than 30 what we call tanks. So these are the freezers that you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tanks full of liquid nitrogen. Each tank has a name, has a label, and within each tank are canisters, so big metal containers full of canes, which is where the embryos and eggs and sperm will be stored. So everything is numbered. So for example, it would be the patient would be stored in a tank named Cara. They would be in canister one, they would be in cane two, and we know exactly where every patient is at any point in time. So it's like having a postcode. So every house has a different postcode.
Yes.
Every patient has a separate postcode where they are stored in the tanks.
Obviously, it has to be meticulous. You can't be using somebody else's embryo.
We can't be using anyone else's embryos, and we can't be losing them, because patients do get very upset.
No, you don't want to be doing that.
No, we can't be doing that. So no, there's no chance of that happening.
Can you talk to me then about IVF or the ICSI cycle? What happens to leftover embryos?
So if we go through an ICSI cycle and there's multiple embryos at the end of the cycle, one can be transferred, the rest can be frozen for future use.
Okay.
So they would go into the liquid nitrogen tanks in the clinic. They can be stored for as long as you need them. And then if you want to come back and use them in the future, they can be one can be thawed out and transferred at that point in
okay.
time.
Okay, so simple enough. So it's a good thing if you happen to get it. I mean, I know a lot of people wouldn't be lucky enough to get another one, but if there happens to be leftovers, that's a great opportunity, isn't it, for, you
Absolutely.
Know, maybe growing the family down the line.
With any luck, they have a single cycle of treatment. They would have an embryo transferred from the fresh cycle. There'd be a few left over we can pop in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully to build their family, they won't have to have another fresh cycle again.
Okay. Final question for you, Mandy. You'd be delighted to get rid of me. With all my questions.
Not at all.
By what age would you recommend to use these unfertilized eggs or embryos that have been in storage? So say, for example, if you freeze your eggs at the age of 35, and you're now 45 and you want to use them, would you have the same chances of a healthy pregnancy as a 35-year-old, or how would that work?
You would have the same chance of pregnancy as a 35-year-old. If you froze them at the age of 35, those eggs or embryos would be 35 years old.
Amazing.
So your chance of pregnancy would be just as good as a 35-year-old lady.
If that is not a good ad for fertility preservation, I don't know what is. Your eggs could be 35 and you could be 45. Mandy, thank you so much for talking to us today. Mandy Leslie there, who is the embryology lab manager at Sims. And when I was talking to Graham, he was saying I must pop out one day to have a tour. My jaw would drop at the technology. It really is incredible,
should.
Isn't it?
You would be very, very welcome to come and have a little look.
Fertility Friday on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Sims IVF. Find information and resources that can empower you on your reproductive journey. Fertility testing available with 6 clinics nationwide. See sims.ie.